Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5. We are taking calls right now to all the listeners, 212-209-2900.
And the most, you know, recent up-to-date news on this incident yesterday, the housing cop who shot and killed Timothy Stansbury Jr., who was unarmed, recently testified before the grand jury defending his actions. And we all know, even though it was unprecedented, Commissioner Kelly right away came out and said that the incident, the shooting, was unjust. And because of that, the PBA is now voted no confidence to Kelly, and they're calling for his resignation. Meanwhile, we are continuing to make sure that this issue doesn't go away and that justice is served. 212-209-2900. We're going to take your calls.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, welcome, WBAI. Welcome.
Thanks. What I want to say about these police murders, I'm going to turn that radio down to here.
Thank you.
It's like, we need to realize, we have to start studying this thing as a science. This is a preparation. It's not like, as white people keep letting these murderous cops off, that they're not coming after them. They are the target. These military actions and this lack of justice in our community and this Gestapo reality that they have subjected us to, it's not really intended for us. It's intended for them. And white people have to understand they are coming after you now. It's not next. They already had our genocide plan after the Civil War. Their real enemy is the people who brought democracy as a concept to the world. It excited the world. It brought in the Verona Treaty. These people are after our freedom, the freedom of the world.
Right, and from what I hear you saying, and thank you for calling, is that it's not only a black and white issue. And at the start of the piece, the Dead Prez song started off with a person talking about the police state and the creation of the state, and it includes the military and it includes the police. And he said that really what it is a system to divide the haves and the have-nots. And so, you know, the issue is larger, but we also have to focus on and realize that in these incidences that we continue to see, that black young men are the targets. And we need to relate those to the larger picture and what's going on in Iraq and what's going on throughout the world.
That's right. It's like,
it's the same.
Also, I'm sorry.
Thank you for your call. We're gonna take another call. Thanks for being with us, Rise Up Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Peace.
Peace. I just want to make a little comment. You know, I'm from New Jersey, and, you know, I chilled in the city for many years. But when Giuliani came in, it seems like that's when everything really, really increased, man. It's crazy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And another point is, you know, I'm a little lost for words right now. I'm sorry, but, you know, the killing's got to stop. These are straight-up murders these cats are getting away with. I mean, does it have to come to a point we got to turn on them to stop it? I'll leave it out there. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good question. One of the things that the people from the community during the rally, they just stated that a lot of the young people are seeing that they don't really have any faith in the validity of the whole social justice system. They feel that they've seen too many times where cops have gotten off and their peers are getting brutalized in the street. And, you know, when they go make a complaint or they tell someone who's supposed to be an authority figure to handle the situation, everybody is saying that all authority figures are saying the police was in the right. They did everything according to protocol and the police weren't in the wrong. So it's like the young people are definitely looking for something else to do, a way to channel that aggression.
Right. And not to say that, you know, what you're suggesting is necessarily the recourse. I think that we need to learn from our past and build on, you know, the teachings of different people. And we included Malcolm X in there. And he's saying that, you know, we can't continue to go to these institutions and expect justice because, you know, they are the criminals. And so people who, like members of the December 12th movement who organized this particular rally, among the many that are going on, talked about us taking control of our community and us policing our community and us really beginning to take responsibility and control of our communities. Can we take the next call? Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, Saki, I'd like to ask you, what was so funny when that first caller called that made you laugh?
I laughed?
Yeah.
I don't recall laughing. Do you have a question or a comment? I didn't mean to laugh.
I couldn't understand why you laughed. You know, such a serious, you know, deadly subject. why you laughed. You did laugh.
Okay, well,
bye.
Thanks for commenting. I don't, you know, I worked really hard all week on putting this together. I take it seriously. I was out there with the protesters, with the marchers, with the friends and families. So I do take it seriously. I'm not sure where that comment is. Next caller?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You're listening to Rise Up Radio.
Let me lower my radio. Yeah. Oh, every time I listened to the speeches just a while ago. Every speech that was made, every word that was said has been mentioned before, has been said before. Not once, not twice. What we should do now is to really get ourselves together and plan on what to do rather than demonstrating and whatnot. Like, a good suggestion is to have police our own city. Beyond that, I think we need to set a stage where anybody harm any of our people, we should do something about it, not just to go to the same criminals.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, and I definitely agree with you, and it seems as if the community agrees with you also. One thing that the first brother did say was that, looking at it in terms of a scientific process, which it's nothing is going to happen overnight. Nothing is going to just happen just because, you know, we're upset and we get mad and now we want to, you know, be boisterous and come into the community and let everybody know how we feel. But, It's doing it on a day-to-day basis, and that's why it's important that you become active in your community and in the politics of your community and what goes on, because when we plan ahead, then we can set the stage and do all those things that you're suggesting.
Yeah, and a couple of brothers in the piece mentioned that it can't be only when these incidents happen. It can't just be a response. You know, the brother said we have to become more proactive instead of reactive, and we need to have a concentrated, sustained effort. We're going to take a couple of more calls. You're on the air. Good morning. It's almost afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm Russell.
Hi, Russell. Do you have
I'm white, right? And right. I have a statement because I can see that it's a lot deeper than just a white and black issue, because I just look at these people as sick. I mean, I'm talking about the cops and the mm-hmm. politicians. I look at them as very sick-minded, that they can't really see what's going on. You know, because, at one point in my life, I was sick where I couldn't see what was going on either. But now, like, I'm on the outside, and I can see in, and I see it as totally sick. They're totally sick-minded, and they're just trying to control. And I believe, like, you know, whenever they had the riots in L.A., they listened. Mm-hmm. They listened. I'm, like, getting sick of it, what the cops are doing. You know, and I'm white, and I'm sick of it. I'm American Indian, Native American Indian, I'm sick of it. And I don't know what we got to do, like, if we got to take to the streets at the same time, all around the whole country at one time, because we have to get them to open up their ears. They're not listening to us. No matter what we do, they're not listening. They don't seem to care, and they just seem to keep on doing whatever they want to do just to suppress us and control us. And I believe it's wrong, because they're doing illegal stuff every single day. And they're not going to jail for 15 years, 20 years. We're going to jail for having a gram of cocaine for 15 years.
Yeah.
And they're doing illegal stuff every single day. And, I, you know, I'm
Rockefeller
sick of
drug laws put you away for a long time.
I'm totally, totally sick of what they're doing to the minority. And I feel like I'm a minority because, you know, I grew up in a really poor neighborhood and I haven't had stuff my whole life.
Right.
You know, and I just see it as they're robbing and stealing from us.
Okay.
Keeping us suppressed.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for your comment. We're going to take another call. I just also want to point out that I don't know if it's that they can't see, you know, it's they can't see or they don't want to see, or is it part of a plan? We lost one call. Welcome.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have heard, like the gentleman said, the same statements repeated over and over and over again. And I think that perhaps this is an ideal time. You have Easter right around the corner. Why not take the money that would be spent on Easter, right, put some of that money into a pool? There's an organization readily available right now. We all know who they are, who can come and protect our neighborhood. We can pay for it, you know?
Okay.
In addition to that, organizations have got to be formed that will take our youth in hand, right?
Right.
In our community, and each community decide what it is that best suits their community. But it takes dollars. You know, I think the dollar's going to be misspent right here, Easter time. Avoid Easter. Try and protect our lives. Let's put that money toward us.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And to a large extent, when we deal with the smaller problems, that's why things get said a lot. You know, you constantly deal with the smaller issues, so you constantly have to go over and over and over the same thing. But when we start looking at the bigger issues, then we can strategize and be more effective in the long term. And
I think also when as I was going through this process and working on the show, you know, I expressed my frustrations with one of the elders here, and what he said to me was that, you know, you can recognize that there is a large increase and things are building up and things can only go but so far. And even though we get frustrated because of time and because we don't see things happening, that, you know, empires fall and there's a track record for the course that countries and people take when they are doing these things and doing wrong and repression. And so not that's a pat answer and that gives us hope. We have to continue struggling. We have to know that at some point it's got to give. I want to thank everyone who was calling, everyone who gave their comments. We have to wrap up the show. We have another music selection before we go into the news that I want to share. This is a new school version of the Ellis song with Freedom. And you've been listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI. This show, as always, is a production of the Free Radio Youth Collective. You can call us at 212-209-2948. You can also email us at riseupradio@wbai.org. And again, our website is www.riseupradio.org. www.riseupradio.org. I want to give a shout out to Dredd for helping with this production, Ian Forrest from Free Speech Radio News, and our engineer today, Errol Maitland.
Come and take a walk with me, closer walk with thee, see what only I can see.
Sisters, check this, watch this.
Don't forget to tune in next week at the same time, Friday from 11 a.m. to 12. We'll be talking about the recent increase of police in our schools. Rise Up Radio and WBAI.
I know why we like to bring us down. Because we have all the deal on you. You try to tell us that our lives don't mean a thing. But we know so much better, so we're gonna take a look for it.
Oh, that you hold me inside. Sister, I'm been up and seeing that our time is here. We're taking back what's been us for years.
Let the heaven of a system embrace you, yeah, and praise the mother God.
All these lies and